Across the country, the number of COVID-19 cases has gone down slightly, and cities and states are now loosening some restrictions. In Oregon, for instance, gyms and movie theaters will be allowed to reopen with limited capacity starting tomorrow.
But while cases are down, we're seeing a record number of people dying. Just yesterday, more than 4,000 Americans died from COVID-19, and nearly 700 of them were here in California. With all of this in mind, Governor Gavin Newsom has gotten a lot of heat for his decision to lift stay-at-home orders for the state. Let's bring in Marisa Lagos, a political correspondent for KQED in San Francisco, for the latest. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.
Yes. So, Marisa, we know that COVID-19 cases in California are going down, but it was just a few weeks ago that we were talking about some hospitals rationing care. How is Gavin Newsom defending his decision to lift restrictions?
I mean, he's essentially saying that there's light at the end of the tunnel. As you noted, I mean, those case rates have been going down. Hospitals are not out of the woods, but they're in a much better place. And I think the governor would not say this, but the sense among people I talked to is that he really was bowing to pressure because he was getting so much heat from all sides around this very strict statewide lockdown, you know, in a state of nearly 40 million people with 58 counties in some places that are not deep blue at all, that are not supporters of his.
Well, just to clarify, even though the strictest restrictions have been lifted, municipalities can actually choose to keep their own measures in place. So what does Newsom's order actually look like across the state?
It's going to vary from county to county, Tanya, but honestly, I mean, it's interesting to me. I think you're seeing the same type of pressure on officials, whether they be in very liberal San Francisco or such a diverse place like Los Angeles, both cities who have, you know, at times sort of erred even more conservative than the governor in terms of shutdowns, have said that they're going to reopen outdoor dining, for example, this week, allowing, you know, limited capacity, but like hair salons and some personal care services to move forward. So I think that, you know, what you see here is a really tenuous balance between the economic concerns of these small businesses and the health concerns that, of course, a lot of these city leaders still have. But I think that they, you know, in most areas of the state, we're going to see by the weekend a lot of those activities reopen.
I mean, there's so much conflict around this, as you said, businesses who are desperate to stay open up against the public health need. And Governor Newsom has already been in an unfavorable position. I mean, let's break it down for a minute. A few months ago, he gave the all clear to reopen bars. And then a month later, the state was hit with its second wave of infections. There were pictures of him going against protocol by having dinner with friends at a swanky restaurant. And then there's this vaccine distribution fallout and their budget problems as well. And then a recall effort, which a reporter asked him about at a press conference about lifting restrictions on Monday. Let's listen.
You know, the critics are saying this online, that this decision today comes amidst a recall campaign, comes amidst lawsuits, and they say that the timing on this is arbitrary and convenient based off of that. I want to give you a chance to respond to people that are saying that.
Yeah, that's just complete, utter nonsense. So let's just dispense with that fundamental, foundationally nonsense.
I mean, Marisa, is it nonsense? What's the latest on this effort to recall Governor Newsom?
Yeah, so the proponents need almost 1.5 million valid signatures by mid-March. They say they've collected 1.3 million, but those are raw signatures. They haven't been validated. Usually some get thrown out. But I would say there's an increasing concern in Democratic circles that this recall could qualify. You know, you mentioned vaccines. Schools are still closed in most communities. I think that if those two things change in the coming months, this will be a much less potent political effort. But I certainly know people around the governor are worried about the potential for a recall, which, if nothing else, will just suck attention into, you know, a special election.
And then there is the role of filling all of those vacant roles. Vice President Harris and Senator Alex Padilla both have appointments now. Of course, we know that Vice President is now the Vice President. And then we're looking at replacing Alex Padilla.
Yeah, so Padilla is his replacement, Shirley Weber, African-American woman from San Diego, is in the Senate this week getting confirmed. But the attorney general position will soon be vacant when Javier Becerra becomes Health and Human Services Secretary. So we'll see a lot of pressure on this governor.
Marisa Lagos is a political correspondent from KQED. Thank you so much.
Thank you.